When these soldiers returned home from World War II, their experiences in Europe greatly influenced what many did when they settled back in America. What was their occupation of choice? The answer, next, on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
The 10th Mountain Division is known for its incredible victory at Riva Ridge in 1945. When soldiers climbed a cliff to surprise the German army and eventually win the war in Europe a few months later. As Jennifer Mason explains, when those men came back to the United States, their unique training in mountainous winter conditions led many to become pioneers in another field.
We estimate that about 90% of all the ski areas in the United States has some sort of tie back to the 10th Mountain Division. It's not just in Colorado, in Utah, and the Pacific Northwest.
One member of the 10th Mountain Division in particular helped create a place well known today.
Pete Seibert was a 10th Mountain soldier. He was bound and determined to start his own ski area, and he came back from the war and spent some time in Aspen, and he was looking around Colorado. And he literally created Vail.
It was truly an effort to create an entirely new ski resort and town.
Vail is a much different ski resort than others because Aspen, Telluride, Crested Butte, they were mining towns. They were a town that existed. And then when the minerals ran up, what was the next economic thing? They created a ski resort. Vail truly was nothing, and Pete Seibert created it.
The 10th Mountain Division's impact on the ski industry is one that impacted many Americans, both then and now.
If you think about it, the ski industry really didn't exist in the United States prior to the war. It was a very elite sport. There was Sun Valley and Aspen. They existed.
The Colorado Snow Sports Hall of Fame and Museum here tells the story of the 10th Mountain Division, along with information about the industry that flourished in this state, thanks in part to these soldiers' work after the war. Traveling the countryside in Vail, Colorado, I'm Andrew McCrae.